Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer, and wish everyone a blessed fifth Sunday in Lent. All right, here we are. We're with men from our men's ministry program. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good
morning.
All right. Good. Well, this being a Sunday of Lent, we thought we would kind of stick with the lectionary readings for this Sunday in Lent. And we've got a couple that we want to discuss. Right. One of those readings comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 5. And we're going to look at verses 8 through 10. Okay. Although he was a son, and son, we're speaking of Jesus. Right? Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. And then the gospel reading in chapter 12 of John. We're going to look at a few verses there as well. Beginning at verse 24, "Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant also be. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It is for this reason that I have come to this hour." All right, gentlemen, any initial responses from the readings? Before we went on the air, as we were kind of prepping those scriptures, we thought maybe there would be a little relationship between, you know, the suffering, right, the ability to learn obedience like Christ, right, and then if he has to learn obedience, then we must learn obedience, and that's what he says, if we're going to obey him, which means we may have to put to death some things, right, like if a grain of wheat dies, right, it's not going to bear fruit unless it dies. And the challenge is, we can go through all that, and do we accept that? All right, because it kind of reminds me of you've been in 12-step programs or something. You know, they may refer to like the sober drunk, right? We may be trying to learn obedience to follow Christ, but we're beating our head because we don't accept that type thing, right? You can be substance free and still be a jerk. All right, you're not really accepting that way of life. So that's just a general overview, but I'd like to hear some of your feedback, your thoughts. Maybe you have experiences you want to share. What's that look like?
Well, when I look at it, you know, like granted, we dying, you know, that's like change, you know, and accepting and embracing that change. That's part of the process of bearing good fruit, you know, and you kind of have to buy into that. And once you do, you know, that's when things start really changing. And, you know, it's all a process, but I think, you know, it comes with accepting and taking on that challenge of doing away with all the things that you chose to change, chose to die for. And That's all, like, you know, a step in the right direction, you know, especially around this time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at Paul says in Colossians, right? You put to death the sinful nature.
right? And he says, look, I've died in Christ, so I can be raised in Christ. There's this whole metaphor that kind of runs through the Gospels and the Pauline letters and things like that, and even in Hebrews here. You know, and that's part of learning obedience, you know, is in a sense dying to self. And it's really that selfish nature, right? Like our super ego, if you want to put it in Freudian terms. And sometimes the dying to self is like, well, you know, but I still want to drug and drink. Well, if you want to be clean and sober, that stuff's got to die, right? I still want to be a player. Yeah, but you're married. That stuff's got to die. Right? I mean, there's certain things in our life we have to put to death if there's going to be fruit born and a transformed life. Right? And yes, we can carry that to extreme, and I think oftentimes as Christians we do, because then we get into what I call sin management, and somehow we put to death all of our sin and we're never going to sin again, right? Thank God for grace. But like Paul would say, you know, in one of his writings, you know, just because grace abounds doesn't mean we go on sinning, right, type thing. But there is this metaphor, and there's kind of like this death experience we go through in order to lead towards a transformed life that's in alignment with Christ, which would be God's will, right? And sometimes that can be hard to accept, right? Because sometimes I have to put to death my dreams. Sometimes I have to put to death my own passions, you know, my desires. And that can be very hard to accept at times. But thank you. Yeah, yeah, good stuff. Anybody else?
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, to, you know, this is what we deal with in this program, and I think we deal with it all through life. Truth and transparency, honesty, trust. You know, I think we have to deal with denial. You got to deal with that denial before you be willing to accept. You know, hey, you know, we are ragamuffins. You know, as gentlemen leave the program, they're going to go through that. They're going to go through the different stages of that. You're going to bump your head. You're going to fall. You know, I mean, it's just how bad do you want this type of life? You know, what are you willing to put to death to persevere through it? You know, I mean, okay, we all go through it. You know, I know when I went out, you know, okay, I make a choice. Hey, yeah, I can go to use or I can persevere, you know. You know, I chose to persevere. I chose to, you know, follow what Jesus wants me to do. Yes, I'm still going through it. I still go through my, you know, my issues, problems, whatever you want to call them. But it's how I deal with them today to move on and I accept that, hey, man, I'm a human being, man. I'm gonna make mistakes. I dealt with the denial. I put the stuff in the past. You can't live in the past and want a better future. You know what I mean? You gotta be totally in it. There ain't no in or out. You're gonna do it. You know, there ain't no playing games. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think that, you know, it's a hard road. It's a hard decision. I mean, it's not easy, you know, and that's why I stress to these guys here that, you know, I mean, it's either in or out, man.
Jesus didn't come and make it easier.
No.
I think he made it harder. I mean, if you look at Matthew's Sermon on the Mount, you know, where he says, verily, verily, right? Truly, truly. Word. You've heard it said, an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. And that's kind of a law. But I'm telling you, right? Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Oh, I don't know about you, but I think that's harder.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Those type of things. I don't think he makes it, he didn't come and make it easier. Well, And so that might be, an example. I mean, look at today's culture and everything, right? I mean, are we, what part of us are we putting to death, or are we trying to, are we willing to accept the sacrifice and build bridges of reconciliation and all these other type of things, or are we standing firm? And it's almost, you're talking about denial there a little bit, and which reminds me, denial, acceptance, it seems to be like the two spectrum, ends of the spectrum on grievance. And well, right there in the middle is the bargaining. I think we spend a lot of our life bargaining with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, I'll sacrifice this, but I'm going to hang on to this because I haven't really gotten to that acceptance thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we'll try and justify that, which is a form of denial on how faithful are we. However, we're all probably guilty of that, and I would say that is part of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think we just instantaneously, nobody, it's very hard. I don't care if you're putting down the bottle, you're putting down a dream, whatever it is, it just doesn't happen instantaneously. All right, and I think that brings us back to Hebrews 5, where the author's speaking about, even Christ learned obedience through what he suffered. And yeah, if we're putting things to death, we're going to suffer a little bit. But we have to realize that suffering is what leads us to be obedient. Therefore, we lose, in a sense, those who want to lose their life will find it. So we kind of lose all that, only to find this new life. Right? And if Christ is going to be obedient to the Father's will, then we have to do likewise. Anything else? You got anything you want to add there? We got a couple minutes left.
And yeah, we did go over that last time with the acceptance and things, and then it kind of goes like we were talking a little bit, like the 12 steps, some of the things in there, like accepting the things you cannot change, change the things you can, and accepting who you are and wanting the change to get better and improve the way you are. And and there's this issue with letting go of the past,
mm-hmm.
things that have brought you down, whatever it is. And I'm learning that I have to do that. And the whole thing with the seed, kind of blending that in with it, it has to die for new life to take over. You have to be able to like find yourself in getting into a transition where you want to be better. And that is a huge deal in trying to get that step where you're finding the help, the assistance to whatever it is, whatever area you need help in, carrying forward and progressing to a positive behavior.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, because I think oftentimes we try to do this journey of transformation solo.
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere in scripture is that's not asked of us. I think that's why Paul says, look, be faithful, and then don't forget to gather, to assemble. Well, we call that the church. That's part of what Sunday morning is. I mean, we have this koinonia, we have this fellowship with other people, right, who have made intentional decisions to put to death, right, their selfish nature, to learn obedience of Christ, to come to accept to a level of accepting that's one that's hard to let go, the old me. It's a process, it's a journey, and those are folks that we can do that together with, right? Now, that's something we try to do here with Neighbors of Hope, right? We're all, like I said, I may be the executive director, but I'm just chief goof, right? No better, no worse than anybody else has ever come through here. And you guys have heard a lot of my story and things like that. But yeah, we're on this journey together. And for whatever reason, we're gathered around this little microphone right now. And God brought all of us together at this moment to talk about this topic.
Yes.
And hopefully that's an encouragement to all of us gathered here. And hopefully it's an encouragement to our listening audience as well. But very good, gentlemen. I appreciate you sharing on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. And so until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, and love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.